But a gentleman that's inside Cowboys huddle every single week, as he's the starting safety for your Dallas Cowboys, the one and only 38 special Jeff Heath joins us. Jeff, thanks for joining us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Heath, what's up, player?
Hey, what's up, man?
Man, you tell me, brother. I mean, you had me scared to death with that ankle.
Yeah, that was, injury that I was dealing with since training camp. Just kind of tweaked it a little bit. But I was happy that I was able to, make it back into the game, and I'll be ready to go for Sunday.
When something like that happens, is it just the mentality that football players like yourself have? Tape that crap up and let me get out there again. Or is there more precautions? They're like, no. Let's just make sure you're okay.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure when they played, the mentality was, if you don't have bones sticking out of your legs,
you're right. Back in there.
I think nowadays it's a little different. But they have video of, video that the trainers can watch. So as soon as I told them it was my ankle, our head trainer Jamar went and looked at the video and kind of see what it looked like on film. And then once he told me that I couldn't really make it any worse by playing through it. Then really it just comes down to, managing the pain. And then, but once you're in the game, you're not even really thinking about it. So it's a little sore after the game, but during the game, it's not an issue.
We're speaking with Cowboys safety Jeff Heath, joining us here on 103.3 FM ESPN. He has 7 interceptions since joining the Cowboys. He has 6 forced fumble. He's got a fumble recovery. He's then kicked an extra point and tried to kick a few field goals even.
Right.
So you've done everything. So in a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how is your ankle? How's your health right now?
It's a 10. I'm ready to go. I have no limitations.
Hey, Jeff, let's get into the meat potatoes, man. We're glad you're healthy. Glad things going right. We know the defense is playing well. And I know you're not going to talk a lot about your offense because that's just not the way y'all do it. But where are y'all at right now mentally as a team?
I think we're confident as a team. We understand, obviously, we would like a better start. We go into every game expecting to win, so losing is frustrating. And obviously we're dealing with that, but 16 teams in the NFL deal with that every week. So, I think really the mentality right now is, figuring out what we did to, not have success in these games and fix it. We're working our butt off every day. On the practice field, in the meeting room to, figure out what we need to do better. And really just comes down to execution, man. When we don't have success, normally it's something that we can control. So I think really just going in with that mentality, fixing the stuff that needs to be fixed, continuing to build off stuff you're doing well. And, that gives you confidence going into every game.
Speaking with Cowboys safety Jeff Heath on 103.3 FM ESPN. It's Mark Elfenbein and Nate Newton. We've heard this over the years in sports, and it'll always be talked about. Is it the players? Is it the coach? And usually you got great players. They're going to make the difference. But a guy like Chris Richard comes in, and you guys had the players. What kind of a difference has he made on and off the field?
Chris has been great for us, man. I think, for one, he brings an energy and a mentality that, as a player, you're forced to match it. He demands a lot out of us and how we approach every day, how we approach practice, how we approach meetings. And, when you have your leader and he's showing how much it means to him and how much he loves it, that's infectious, and that kind of spreads throughout the entire room. So I think, it's been a combination of that. And like you said, we have the players to get the job done. We're just focused on continuing to grow together. We still have a lot of young guys. We haven't played together all that long. So, I think if we approach it the right way, sky's the limit for us.
I know y'all try to block out the noise, man, but in today's society, that's hard to do. What is Jason Garrett doing the same or different than he was last year or maybe the year before to keep you guys, to try to correct you guys and not going down a bad road here with the losses?
Yeah, I think I think Coach Garrett does a great job. We handle wins and we handle losses the same. You have to look at it with a critical eye. It's kind of the old thing. It's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think. There's always stuff when you really step back, take all the emotion out of it, and you watch the tape, you see stuff every single game, whether you win the game or lose the game, that you need to fix. And when that's the main focus, just control what we can control. We're never going to be able to control, you know, the narratives about us unless we control what we control on the field and start winning. So, you know, that's really what it comes down to. I think he does a great job just kind of spreading that message, and guys really buy in and believe that message.
Now, this question here, man, I mean, are you a strong safety? I know you can play both, and I know you has excelled and got better every year at free and strong. What do you like, up close to the line, or you like deep in the hole? Which if you had to choose what Jeff Heath would do, what would you do, man?
You know, that's tough because both spots are fun for different reasons. Both spots are, you know, challenging for different reasons. I think, you know, this year I've been playing closer to the ball a little bit more. We got, you know, Xavier is playing in the middle, and he's doing a really great job back there. And, you know, I think he really excels at that spot. So, you know, I've been able to play a little bit closer to the ball than I have in the past. And to me, I'm having a blast in that. I think it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's a challenge. It's a new challenge for me. And this system, that position's played a little bit differently. So, you know, if I had to choose one, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun down by the line, but I kind of like how we do it, where I can do both throughout the course of the game. You know, you get some reps set down at the ball, and then you get some reps back there, kind of surveying the field. So.
We're speaking with Cowboys safety Jeff Heath here on 103.3 FM ESPN. His nickname is 38 Special, by the way.
Okay, all right.
And now, so the defense has given themselves the nickname of the Hot Boys.
That's O-D-line.
Yeah, I know, okay, well, the D-line. So do you guys have your own, because the backfield, you guys got some good young defense backs. You, Xavier Woods is back, Jordan. I mean, you got a bunch of guys back there. You got a nickname working yet?
We do not. I don't think we've really earned a nickname yet. We're still working to try to, you know, the best nicknames are given by somebody else.
That's true.
So that's what, you know, that's kind of, that's our mentality. You know, if we play well enough to get a nickname from somebody and we decide we like it, maybe we'll run with it. But, you know, right now, we know we got a lot of work to do there to get to that point.
I know that fans, even media type like myself, we think about this all the time, and I guess we're frustrated, yet we feel bad for the guy. Sean Lee, with the injury situation that just continues and continues, I get your take on that. It's just, man, does it ever end?
Yeah, I know, you know, obviously Sean wants to be out on the field every chance he can, and when he's out there, you know, he's proven throughout his career that he's one of our best players, one of the best players in the league. You know, so I know it kills him, you know, when he's been dealing with these injuries. I don't know, man. You know, if there was an answer that someone could give Sean, I'm sure, you know, they would have given it to him by now. It's just one of those things where, you know, when he's healthy to play and he's out there, he handles it the right way, he approaches the right way, and then when he's out, and he has to miss a game or two, he approaches that just the same. You know, he helps all the guys that are going to be in his place. I mean, he stays engaged. He's still at all the meetings. He's still at all the walkthroughs, the workouts. So, you know, obviously he's a guy that we want on the field. Like I said, he's one of our best players. But, you know, when he's down, it's just another opportunity for somebody else to kind of step up, get some experience, and, you know, play well.
Let me say this, man. And I need for y'all to do this for me, man. I'm not asking for a lot, but I you know, I'm going to beg for this. Can I get me a couple of picks this week?
We need some, man. We need some. You know, I think there's been opportunities so far in the first few games. We haven't capitalized like we needed to. And, you know, ultimately I think that has made the difference in these three games. You know, we're a team that we thrive off taking the ball away. And when we're taking the ball away, we're a tough team to beat. So, you know, obviously we're aware of that, and we're working our butt off every day to, you know, try to make those plays in the game.
You know, it was really weird, Jeff. In the offseason, all they talked about was how the heck are the defensive guys or some of the offensive players with the new helmet-to-helmet contact and the personal fouls, and how are they going to handle that? That's kind of been really silent but it's the roughing the passer thing that's got us all going. I mean, you're in the defensive huddle. They got to be. Tyrone Crawford must have lost his mind when on plays like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, obviously I think we've seen that that rule is not working. You know, I know there's a guy in another game that ended up, having a season-ending injury, trying to play around that rule. And I think, you know, at that point, what more does it take for a rule to be looked at? I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to make the game safer, but the game's not becoming safer for everybody. And that's my take on it. You know, obviously, we can't control the rule. It's something that we have to play through. And, you know, hopefully, I don't know, hopefully they can change something about it or just make it a little more, defensive player friendly. I'll just say it that way.
Yes.
When you heard the Dan Bailey news, did you think, oh, I'm up again?
No. I saw Brett kick in training camp, and I mean, there's a reason why he's on the team, man. He's got a great leg. He was impressive all camp. So obviously, Dan was a great teammate. He did a lot of great stuff here, but we have a lot of confidence in Brett, and I mean, he's done a great job.
Not that this would happen, but I just am curious what Jeff Heath would think. What defensive player or players currently on your team would make the best wide receiver?
Obviously you have to look at the DB room, I'm going to say. And, I think Byron would probably be a really good receiver. He can jump so high, and he's fast. And so, you know, he's already got that ability to get up over top of people. And I think I'd be a good receiver. I've played receiver in the past. I think Tito, Jordan. I mean, really, I think we could all play receiver. Or we would be decent receivers, let's just say that. Maybe not NFL-level receivers, but decent receivers.
See, I think if you want to change things up, put you and Byron Jones and Jordan Lewis out there on a third and goal and just let it rip.
when you're getting prepared for this game, man, I mean, what's your mental take on what you see in this team? If you can share something, what's your mental take on Detroit, man, because Stafford can get on fire. So how are you looking at that?
Yeah, you know, when you're playing a guy like him who's, you know, so talented, such a talented thrower, really can make every throw on the field and has weapons all around him, it's just, it's going to be a challenge. And, it's a game where, you know, you're going to have to plaster because he's really good at, buying time, escaping the pocket, and, he's keeping his eyes downfield. There's stuff like that. Obviously, they have certain players at their skill positions that present different, issues. Where, you know, they got big, fast receivers. They got short, quick receivers. They have big running backs. They have quick, route-running running backs. So they really have a lot of weapons. It's going to be a game where, we're going to have a good plan. We just have to execute it.
I did get a note from Sean Lee, and it says, Jeff Heath, you have my permission to knock the crap out of Golden Tate.
Wow, he went in. Ignore that, man. Hey, one more question. I'm going to give you a chance to say it in the Metroplex where everybody can hear it. Who is the fastest guy on the squad? Is it you?
I would say the fastest guy on the team is Javon Austin. I think he's kind of the runaway.
Okay, all right. All right, because I know before he got here, you was always in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
There's arguments for a lot of guys. I think Tavon probably takes the crown in that argument.
Well, listen, Jeff Heath, we appreciate you popping on with us, my friend. Best of luck on Sunday against the Lions. Go get you a couple of picks. Let's get a W. And by the way, congratulations on the new baby coming to you and Paige.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much.